Noon.
Howdy.
Hello.
Greetings.
Hello. Yeah.
Greetings, fans of folk music.
Will you guys introduce yourselves to the radio audience as well? I kind of feel like Dick Clark here with all
these people. I'm NoHo Mixon.
Hello, radio audience.
I'm Mark Rivers.
You're drunk.
Hey, who knew, huh? Now you guys have got
Todd Lakes. And over here is my friend Brian Glacier. And then we have Big Jimmy the Trucker over there.
Put LSD in my Rice Krispie Squares.
He's on LSD now.
Uh-oh. See what happened?
Can you say LSD on the air?
Yeah, well, I guess...
Good, because this next song's got about 100 references to it.
We've already done that. Holy cow. Well, at least Bill Bennett is no longer, ready to be the drug czar.
That's
job's
right.
Done. That's cool. Finished.
I should be the new drug czar, I think, because...
you have a new job, right?
I am sex pope. I know, that's true. Mojo's now president on this tour. I'm sex pope. And Mojo's looking for somebody to be drug czar.
So wow.
We have to find... The guy who shrooms the most gets to be drug czar.
Who knew? Well, now, you guys, the new album's Metaphysical Graffiti.
No, that's not true. The new one's called Joyrides for White People.
Wow.
It's about getting white people out in the station wagon.
I thought it was called Joyrides for Otis.
Joyrides for Otis?
Yeah.
You might or Nixon's that, Dead Dog or something like that.
Physical Joyrides for Otis. It's a combination of all three by the band Nixon's Dead Dog.
And sponsored by Fuji.
And sponsored by Fuji. And the Titanic.
I mean, aren't you worried about the title, Metaphysical Graffiti? Like, I mean, supposedly, Led Zeppelin was connected with the devil. I mean, aren't you worried that this could come back and haunt you
devil.
Later?
We are more connected with the devil. Well, I only seem to bother Dean, who is our drummer.
No, we are the devil.
Choking on his vomit, yeah. Striper say to hell with the devil, but I say to the living room with Striper.
Do we have any of these nifty cards for our songs that have like these codes on them?
We'll have to check around here for these cards.
You have a card that says do not play.
Ours wouldn't happen to have an A on it, would it?
It would say every 20 days.
Ours would be like an RL.
I'm so confused.
Right.
I'd like to thank Dean, the drummer for the Cave Dogs, for letting me use his granite snare drum.
That is nice, huh?
When I was at Cave Dogs, they were a bit of a different outfit than they are today.
Mm.
They're more manly now.
We have got a...
They're going to play naked tonight at Cave Dogs?
Cave Dogs will be playing nude tonight.
I'll tell you what, boys.
Yes?
We have got a phone call.
Already.
Can you believe it? Can you grab some headphones? Hello?
Hey! It is a Mojo, man!
Oh, wow. It's Mojo
that's
Nixon.
Mojo, that's Adolf Hitler.
Take me to the bed and went down to interview without me. What the hell? Why do you want me to go to interview?
Hey, you were sleeping.
Man, all this duct tape coming off my tallywhacker and everything. See, you probably saw said, oh, let's Mojo will be too loud at the interview. Nobody will get to say nothing. You thought you could keep me down, but I'm the president. You're merely the sex pope, boy.
I know, Mojo, man. You gotta calm down. My ears are bleeding. I'm doing this through phones. Oh, my head's ringing.
So how come y'all didn't send a limousine for me, huh?
What do you mean, FNX?
Yeah, FNX.
Oh, maybe we had a Yugo to send or something like
Yugo,
that. That's about it, man.
Y'all had a helicopter. Flew me around in a helicopter. Had Playboy bunnies up there and all kind of good stuff. And now I'm duct taped to the bed in the motel room.
If you're listening and you'd like to give Mojo a ride, we're staying at Bob's Sticky Sheets Motel out on the interstate. So drive on by and pick Mojo up.
Over at Bob's. Well, that's good to hear. Mojo, are you ready to rock tonight?
Man, I'm gonna blow the place apart. Has anybody decided what order the bands play in?
Yeah.
I think we're gonna draw a lot
Mojo
for the game before
Mojo,
the show.
Mojo. It's you and then Till Tuesday, and then I think it's us and then Till Tuesday, and then you and then Aerosmith, and then I think it's the Cars and then the Cave Dogs.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
Sort of a Boston mixed up sort of thing. Kind of new, kind of out. What the young people want.
What the young people
are. What the young people want.
You played in Northampton the other night. We had to beat up the audience a little bit. That won't happen here, will it?
No, no. The channel's a very genteel kind of place.
Oh, good. Bunch of granola eating yuppies all happy and everything.
Well, listen, these boys have got a brand new song that they have just composed.
Okay,
Walking.
Well, hopefully it's called Mojo Nixon is the King of the World. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Close, close. I just like to say how great it is waking up every day knowing I have Mojo Nixon in my life, I open the curtains and the sun shines in. Another great day with Mojo. Yeah.
I'm not only in y'all's life, I'm in y'all's ear. In fact,
he's in my life, he's in my wife. I love him.
Okay, well, y'all play a good song, and I'll see everybody at the show tonight.
All right, Mojo Nixon. Wow, thank goodness he called. Huh?
If we could play a good song, Mojo, would we be on Enigma?
All right, now you guys, this is exciting. This is Doogie Howser.
Exciting? No, no, it's not exciting at all. This is a theme we wrote. We were contacted by I think it's Stephen J. Cannell does Doogie Howser. And
you can take your headphones off if you want.
No, I was wondering, it's getting all this echo. Now I got to adjust. We were contacted by the guy who writes Doogie Howser to create a theme for Doogie Howser.
Yeah.
And we created this. We were contacted actually while we were in your waiting room, because this song is only about 20 minutes old. And
wow.
We were contacted by him and said, could you write a little theme for Doogie Howser, something to do in the beginning of the show? So we did this thing. It's kind of mod. It's kind of now. It's got lots of instruments in it, and it's what the young people want. It's got some samples. And we called him back, and we played it for him, and he hung up.
So this was the rejected theme then from Doogie Howser.
Right. I hope we can play it correctly. Because
Dead Milkman, right here, live in the studio.
Doogie Howser, he's a guy, smokes marijuana, but he don't get high. Doogie Howser, he's a guy. Doctor, but he don't know why. Sitting in his room, taking LSD, planning operations for you and me. Sitting in his room, high as a kite, I'm gonna watch him on Wednesday night. Doogie Howser, he's so keen, and he's got the key the pharmacy. Doogie Howser, he's just a kid who never has trouble with childproof lids. Sitting in his room, taking LSD, planning operations for you and me. Sitting in his room, high as a kite, I'm gonna watch him on Wednesday night. This is kind of the mod sample part. Doogie Howser, he's so fat, but he knows where to go eat rats. I'm making these words up. Doogie, I wish we had more, but we'll see Mojo on the floor.
Wow. Wow. It was rejected?
That was rejected.
I can't. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I know.
The Doogie Howser theme. I'm surprised they didn't go for that one.
I think we played it better in the other room.
Do you think it's going
to
appear
tonight? I forgot
when
we got to the end of it. Joe was supposed to sing that last part, and he had written words. He had words ready for like 20 minutes. Oh, he's just ready to sing, and I'm sorry.
That's okay. Wow.
I forgot that.
Much
well, gee, what can I say? Well, it's because I'm much smarter than everybody else in the band. Yeah.
Wow. So that might actually, people who go and see you tonight might actually see that song?
No. You're ever going to ever hear that song again. Pretty much, we're going to go write another one now in case we ever have to do anything live on the air. I think the next song will be the theme for Beverly Hills 90210 or whatever that is. I've been dying to write a theme for that one.
Oh,
that's a good show.
Sounds like fun.
All the teenage girls wear short skirts on that show, and that pretty much means why I want to watch it.
That kind of gives you an incentive to go ahead and turn on the TV for that show, huh?
Yeah, I'd like to say Dave refused to play on that song because Dave's the only one in the band who has seen Doogie Howser. And
He's seen it twice.
You sat through one, and you actually had the guts to set
and then
you
went through another.
I was like TV, and I couldn't get up to change the channel because I like couldn't get out of my chair because I was kind of immobilized with some sort of chemical.
Whoa!
Wow, what was that? That was the attempt by FCC to block us.
Something hitting us hard. Yeah. Well, boys, that was a. I mean, that kind of
a
song.
Around here, you give him a dollar. I mean, you know, the size of your fist and enough hair on my butt to make an Indian rug, you would call me boy.
Well, you know, I'm figuring, feeling like a club owner, feeling like Dick Clark right now, you know? I got all these guys coming through here. Bands. You guys are in town tonight. The big triple bill.
Channel.
Once again, it's the Dead Milkmen, the Cave Dogs, and Mojo Nixon.
We all have sore throats because we're imitating Mojo.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start every sentence with, well. Please, well. If you see Mojo tonight, every time he says well, everybody always go, well. And he'll really enjoy it. And we'll be coming back, too, by the way, later in the month with Edie Raquel and Sinead O'Connor will be opening for both acts.
Wow.
I'm really excited about that. I have barely enough skin left to close my eyes.
I can't believe that's going to happen next year.
Well, all right. Well, thank you very much for stopping by.
My keyboard fits right inside
there
here.
There you go. It'll work. It's the Boston Trivia here. Game.
Oh, Boston Trivia Game. Well, look at this.
All right. Well, there they go. They're on their way. And so long, gentlemen.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Along with the Cave Dogs and the Dead Milkmen.
She put a Louisiana lip lock on my love boat top.
The manic Mojo Nixon with Boston's own Cave Dogs.
Leave me alone, am I better than? They didn't fall away.
Mojo Nixon, the Cave Dogs, and the Dead Milkmen for one night, one show, 18 plus.
You'll dance to anything, five or
tickets are on sale now at all Ticketron outlets, Strawberries, and out-of-town tickets, Harvard Square, and the Channel box office. Or charge by phone at 720-3434. Mojo Nixon, the Cave Dogs, and the Dead Milkmen, November 14th at the Channel. Presented by Great Northeast Productions.